If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter from contamination, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes. Mine is the last voice that you will ever hear.
Dinosaurier, kleine Pferde, gezähmte Dinosaurvögel und ein Lamm, das verfüttert wird, die mit Luftballonpeitschen angetrieben und andere Varianten. Rikschas die halbe Nacht. Jetzt sind da so Schlaufen.
Was sind Schlaufen?
Na, bei den Dreien. Am Anfang, da waren zwei Prüfermänner mit einer Lebertochter zum Aufblasen. Da steht
zu Mom and Dad.
Ganz toll ist das. Kreuzberg. Ich versuche die Straße zu überqueren. Ein rabiates grünes Auto will mich daran hindern. Ärgerlicherweise ist es die Polizei. Das Erwachen entzieht mich der Behandlung.
I kissed Glenn Gould, I stood in the neighborhood from Jewel. Well, I don't know if that counts as a Canadian content. How the hell did he come up with that title? One more point on FM CITR, that was Caroline with Van City. Christ sakes, in Van City, should I say. She'll be here next Wednesday, 10 p.m. till 11. I'll be here something before 1, and then Pira will take over with Vampire's Ball until 5. As every Wednesday. Day is number 21. It's August and it's 2013. My name is Hans von Kloss, import from Poland. The show is called Misery Hour and station is CITR. Located at UBC, University of British Columbia, Vancouver Incorporated. And I recently discovered it's the land of so polluted waters. I had no clue how dirty water around here is. People kind of have a pride with drinking water we have here. Well, it's not bad. It's not really like super duper beautiful crystal water. It's drinkable. But when it comes to the ocean or rivers, it is just pure pollution. Recently went to Stiveston area and took a dog for a swim, and then with it we smelled like a gasoline when we came home. It's just unbearable. The same thing was in Crescent Beach. Same in Yona Beach. And for that matter, Jericho Beach a few months ago. So it's not really that safe to swim in that ocean. But summer is over, so nothing to worry about. But if it looks blue, it doesn't mean it's clean. And one more thing, these dark days are coming much closer to those days, and the darker will be much faster, much earlier. And all you people out there, LED lights should be used only in the daytime. We have pretty well lit roads in this town, and I don't know what's the need for using those really highway lights. But then again, well, you have a beefed up car, so you just have to show it off. But instead of making you save your day, well, it makes it everything much worse. Because there will be someone with a vision impairment, and it's just they will close the eyes, and because you're blinding them, and just smack into you. That might happen. And what the hell? You're still breathing, so what do you care, right? Usual suspects. We started with Bauer Electric with Lush Life, from Lush Life, and gods of the electronic music from Germany, like the predecessor, I should say, the Nightbot and the Tangerine Dream, with Edgar Fresen, forgot the name of the other guy, Klaus Schulze, of course. From Fedra. Thank you.
dry on a rude awakened child. Where you look down, I've walked your soul, I will open for you. If we had only known, in a way, you'd never reach this ground.
What is it that bothers you so much?
space stations I travel in at night. This one was in Amsterdam. And all the other places we are going to. I explored the corridors and found a brewery with one of my exes inside. Everybody else at dinner was in a Chinese costume. That is what bothers me.
Kati Keknek and Janet Aglukak, my favorite native couple, doing throat singing. And it's absolutely brilliant. I still don't know why Blixa never got to that part of world and got something out of it. Maybe just... maybe he'll get to it. Knowing Blixa, he is looking for things. Well, if you don't know who Blixa is, I can't help you really, can I? 101.9 FM, CTR, live from UBC, possibly in stereo. This is Misery Hour, my name is Hans von Kloss. Some Jeff Buckley with help of Danger and Dream. Right, some more Eichstätt in the neighborhood and coming, and Muslim girls from that kind of disco techno period from Zulum. It's a very safe title for Brian Jones. He used to be the more radical, like Hebron Massacre or Red Devil in Tehran or something like this. Or Vampire from Tehran, that's right, that's the one. So here it is. No. And I did lie to you. That track by Ashton and Everton was And I Kissed Glenn Gould. What was a quick time film or Acht Lösungen, if you like. So we'll go to Bleib from Jewels. And we'll have a remaining minute with Kathy Keckner and Janet Adlukak. Let's see, what do you do when you have so much snow around? Not even a piece of wood to make an instrument. But they should be able, they were killing animals, so the bones could be the best thing to invent some instrument. Maybe they did, I'm not aware of it. Honestly, I don't really care.
that decker.
What I was going to say, it's we'll have this Canadian, well, soccer requirement, the government, that we have to play some kind of percentage of Canadian music. So we'll go back to that throat singing, because it's pretty cool. And my theory is that, well, it's not only mine anyway, but I'm kind of repeating it. I might be probably wrong, I might be right, I don't know that. Especially that throat singing, it's kind of one of the proofs that natives came from Siberia here. Because this kind of singing is actually originated in Mongolia. So, whether is it true or not? Doesn't really matter, but it's very likely. Quarter to midnight, and there'll be a brand new day soon. For some it won't. And here it is. One of my favorite. Robert Smith.
alone with the sorrow. Body's heavy, but getting slow. Lost in moments, caught in moments. Night is starless and stands below. I need you by my side. Baby, baby, I love you so. Don't leave me alone in this hollow. Brightness falls. You come running. Brightness falls. You come running. Saved by silence. Saved by noise. Saved by light.
That's David Sylvia and Robert Fripp. I never thought that a marriage is really successful. Something doesn't work between those two. I don't know what it is. They work for quite a long time, so I guess they do understand each other, but for me it does not work at all, with small exceptions. Yeah, there you go. Some Cure from the top before this. Best record by The Cure, of course, and basically made by Robert Smith, basically by himself, except some drumming. And yeah, that was the period when he was the most dependent on on drugs. Well, he works for him, all right. So, at the top, for my money, the best album by The Cure. Some Polyphonia by Krzysztof Penderecki. Very heavy, very tough music. Used actually, it's what is the title of the David Lynch film? Absolutely brilliant. Inland, Island, or something like that. I just have to remember, but of course it is just probably 15 people watching David Lynch films. It's just on two categories: the people who get it and people who pretend to. And I don't know which category I am, but Mulholland Drive I could watch over and over again. What was the title? I'm gonna remember. Remind myself. You look it up. I don't know. Krzysztof Penderecki and Polyphonia. I don't think I'll play it in full. It's about 10 minutes of it. We're pretty depressing tonight anyway, already. I'm going to try to liven it up a little bit later on. But in this heat, I just can't function really, and my brain is totally fried, and I can't really wait for first rain to come in. And I promise myself, as soon as the rain comes out, what is it, 3 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm dressing up and just walking the damn thing for hours until I get completely soaked. Come to daddy, rain, please. Yeah, midnight, brand new day, day 22nd. You're one day closer. You listen to CITR. My name's Hans von Kloss, and this is Misery Hour. Stay tuned in 50 minutes or so for Pira with Vampire's Ball. Like she says, the best in electronic noise and goth. I hope I didn't miss something. And it's good music. It's really 6 hours of, four hours, should I say, of enjoyment, whatever that means. What enjoyment can mean anyway? Well, like, there's some music that actually is worth living for, you know. That could be description. So you have 2 hours of life being taken away from you, from me, by me, and you never get it back. And then you can have, for example, 4 hours of other show that you will enjoy it, and you will say the life is worth for living for it. Okay, let's go. I will play it all. Why the hell not? I'll be very sadistic tonight. That is 1961 Polymorphia by Krzysztof Penderecki and Johnny Greenwood from Radiohead. It's, well, highly educated musician. Opened a open-air festival in Wrocław, Poland this year, or last year, was it? Oh, this year. No, last year, 2012, with Krzysztof Penderecki. So here it is. Krzysztof Penderecki and Johnny Greenwood. Well, there's some people say that you need a safety jacket for that kind of music. Well, maybe so. But the way I see it, if you see that live, there's one thing that you will never forget it. When you hear this live, it's even better, but... Well, it takes quite experience in music. If you listen to U2 only, well, obviously you're not gonna like that. There's some music you have to see, actually. This is funny, I should say that. But here it is. We'll be right back. That's a Rapoon with Dream Circle. It's pretty much the same stuff for 80 minutes of the record, but it's kind of really addictive. Oh, people are using here some kind of wax, whatever the hell they use, some chemical on the floor. I'm getting such a fucking headache right now from the chemicals. I don't know if I can take any 5 more minutes of it. I'm kind of getting blurry vision and speech impairment, which I always had anyway. Fuck, this is so bad. I never understood what is the reason of using so much chemicals just to make stupid vinyl look shiny. It's beyond me. Oh, fuck. You know what? If I'm gonna break that show soon, don't be surprised, because I can't really take that. It just really affects me, and I didn't know it's gonna be so bad. I remember I used to work for 1 month only in a boat factory with a fiberglass and acetone when I came to this very country. And believe me, every single minute of 8 days, an hour, I was just swearing at myself, why the hell I came here? What just prompted me to do that job, and why the hell, what's wrong with me? And this is actually it that reminds me this. I was about, I don't know, 80 Vietnamese guys, and I was the only one of two white guys there. And I don't know, maybe Vietnamese have the easier way of taking the chemicals, but I just couldn't do it. That was over 20 years ago, and I can bet you most of those people, they lie in a cemetery by now. Oh god, this is so bad. I remember once my wife watched the floor with some pencil or something. I don't know what was wrong with her, maybe she was drunk. And once I came back with my dog from walk, and she started eating grass and throwing up. My dog, of course, and it's just like, we never use any chemicals in our house ever since, except baking soda. Oh my goodness. Actually, I'm building up saliva in my mouth. This is so bad. I'm not kidding you. There should be some different hour to do that kind of shit, but I don't know, decided to do it now. Anyway, I'm gonna be here for next 15 minutes, maybe 10, I just can't do it anymore. Okay, I'm gonna play one more thing and I'm out of here. I just can't do it anymore. I wish it rained.